Good morning. Today is July 3rd. It's another gorgeous day. I'm ready to head out to the doctor in just a few minutes, but I thought I would start an episode to see where it goes, see if I could get one done. This is Kat Alexander, and you are listening to Unfuck Yourself. This is a journey towards authenticity. So, we talked about reasons people are inauthentic yesterday. And I want to play a little clip for you, and I'm hoping I don't get in trouble. Hold on, it's just going to be a little clip. It's by a man named Tim Alexander, and he specializes in complex trauma, and he works with people in recovery a lot. Let's see if we can listen in just for a few minutes. So, anyway, his name is Tim Fletcher. You can find him on YouTube. He has a great series on complex trauma. But while I was listening to that last night, I was like, ding, 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 that is so me. A little bit about me. I was adopted, and early on, like at 30 days, after being in foster care for 30 days, and you know, all families are complex, and my father had some issues with being emotionally vulnerable. We'll say he was kind of cold and distant until he got Parkinson's later on in life, and he became wonderful at that point. My mom was what you would classically call codependent, but I never felt good enough or worthy to even exist, and I'm unpacking that now at 55. And while I wasn't necessarily abused, like I wasn't abused physically, there are some other things that are technically debatable. I was left in a position weekly in middle school where I felt like my life was in danger. And I shared that with my parents, and they continued to leave me there. And I recently remembered other people had told them as well. and they still left me there weekly. So that's kind of neglect. Anyway, so I have some of those symptoms he talks about. And what he goes on to say is that the brain comes up with these solutions as a child. Never be vulnerable or show weakness. Never be authentic. I mean, first of all, it does no good. You tell people what's going on and you're very vulnerable and nobody's listening. And it is like too upsetting for a child to continue to feel in fear and vulnerable and not being heard and protected. So we shut things down. We shut our warning systems down, essentially. We compensate and try to become a hero or a jester, something to be accepted. I strove to be a straight A student, and I was on every athletic team in middle school, and I lettered a couple times in high school sports. I was a class officer. We had things like that back then. I was yearbook editor. I made the who's who in high school students in America and college several times. But I literally was told one day in an argument with my father when I said, you know, you've never said you love us. And he said, you've never done anything to earn my love. And it wasn't like a, oh, poor me. It was like, whew, relief. Because that's what I'd been feeling. I'd been knocking myself out. And I always felt not good enough. And there he was saying it. Now, he may not have meant it. He may have just been arguing and just saying something. But what he said resonated deeply with me. One of the things Tim says is we develop masks and we become perfectionists and people pleasers, like I did. We lie, we keep secrets from the family or for the family or for others to gain their confidence. Like, what a great person I am. I'm holding your secret, even if it's a dangerous one. We isolate, we put up walls, we focus on our image and externals, how the world sees us. We try to control things to get our needs met and to keep others from seeing our shame. And we become self-sufficient. Don't depend on other people. They're not going to be there for us. This is all he says that we do to keep from being abandoned. And I would say it closely correlates to fear of rejection, because of course we're scared if we're rejected, we're going to be abandoned. So that's a little bit about what some other people have to say. I would like to just briefly go over fear of rejection, which was the number one reason yesterday about why being authentic is scary. Being authentic means showing others who you truly are, which can lead to the fear that they might not accept you, like you, and I would add, stick around. So we go into people-pleasing. We mask our true feelings. We withhold personal information. We become overachievers. We avoid intimacy. We self-sabotage. We adopt false personas. We have excessive modesty or humility. We socially withdraw. We constantly seek reassurance. We tend towards perfectionism. We have habits of overthinking things. We excessively apologize, even when it has nothing to do with us. We become inauthentic in our agreeableness. In other words, we lie for our approval. People say things we don't agree, but we're like, yeah, We have non-confrontational behavior. We avoid conflict. We have very passive behavior. We become attention-seeking. And attention-seeking doesn't have to be on star level, Kardashian level. Look at me, look at me, look at me. It could be as simple as dropping a sentence into a conversation, like, when I was in my 20s, I dated somebody who was in the band blank, and we went blah, 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 blah. And then acting like it's no big deal, but you know, people are freaking impressed. Didn't change who I became, you know? Pretending that we're indifferent to things when we're not. Neglecting our own personal needs. It's a huge one for me. And frequent humor or deflection. Those are the 22 or 20 ways that people can act out because of their fear of rejection. Tomorrow we're going to look at the first one, people pleasing. It's a huge one that many people suffer from. I would love to hear your comments. Do you relate to any of the things listed today? I will drop some of them in the episode notes. If you feel like commenting that something resonates with you and hits home, great. Comment, share your stories, reach out. Let's build this community. Anyway, like I said, we're just going over some of the blocks that keep us from being authentic. If you have more, let me know. I'm going right now, gonna head out, have a great day, do a couple things to lift my depression later on, like go for a walk. I actually just joined a social group. We're not focusing on anything heavy. It's just a bunch of people from my local town that all know each other and want to get together and have some clean and sober fun. And we might go kayaking this month, but I've got to ask my doctor because right now that bad eye, it is open now about halfway, unless I forcibly close it or, you know, shut my eyes. But I'm not sure, like, I'm really excited. I so want to go kayaking, but because I haven't been in like 3 decades and it was so much fun. But here's the thing. What happens if it accidentally turns over and I get that lake water in this bad eye? I'm just thinking the doctor's gonna tell me no and it's gonna crush my heart. But I'll live. I can still go to the lake. It would be fun. Time to grow up, put your big girl panties on, pay the price. Anyway, I hope you have a fun day. Let me know what you're doing today. Hopefully, this is day 3 in a row. Hopefully, July 4th, I will do it again. See you soon. Oh, like and subscribe. That would be awesome.